Last night we saw Dylan Lewis take out I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. $100,000 going to his chosen charity, Lifeline.
So good, so, so good. And we've got him on the line now. How are you going this morning, Dylan?
To be honest, a little hungover. But also, responsibly hungover. I think I'm still in a state of shock. Hey, it's like, it seemed like about 10 seconds ago that announcement was made, and then next minute here it is the next morning, and I haven't really been to bed.
Poor thing.
And now here you are talking to us.
No.
I feel like you're such a dynamic person. Like, you've got so many different layers to you, and you're very endearing and you're very yourself. And it was so inspirational to watch you just, express all these different layers. And I've obviously heard a lot about you over the years from Craig, being someone who has loved you for so long. I don't know if you're aware of how much impact you've actually had on Craig and the fact that he's ended up here in radio.
Oh, that is so lovely and sweet. Thank you, guys. And I'm sorry that your role model is such a knob.
look, you're great. Look, you've raised $100,000 for Lifeline. This is insane. And I heard from other people, like Hayley Pearson, who you used to work with, said that you held on to this story about your brother for so long and were looking for the right moment to tell it. Why was it the right moment now?
That's amazing. I love Hayley. And, I spoke to friends about it and family since it's happened, but it's been too hard to get it into the public, too hard to talk about losing a loved one and to do it publicly. And I didn't know if I'd ever do it, to be honest. And then when this opportunity came up, I thought, well, maybe this is the time to see if some kind of good can come out of such a horrendous experience. And yeah, and it was bloody hard to talk about. No one wants to, dwell on these kinds of things in life because it is so gut-wrenchingly difficult. But, having done that now and having said the words out loud and having the feedback from so many beautiful people sending me messages of love and telling me their stories as well, I feel like, okay, that worked. That's a good thing that has come out of such a horrible thing, just to start the conversation, to get awareness raised about Lifeline, to let people know they're not alone, they're never alone. And the cherry on the top was to be able to also raise a lot of money for this amazing charity, which is going to be so good for them, and it will save some lives.
I think there's a lot of strength in vulnerability and also picking your moments and sharing something like that, is obviously so, so difficult. And, I just feel like from us, thank you so much for doing that, because there are so many people that watch the show and so many people that are listening right now that, have been affected by this in their own lives. So the fact that you've been able to contribute to a great service like Lifeline, which we've talked about on our show many, many times, is just so incredible. I'm sure that the guys from Lifeline have reached out to you and just said thank you so much.
Thank you. It's despite being slightly hungover and having had no sleep, I'm on top of the world of the fact that, and it wasn't just my charity. Lifeline is so important to me, but everyone's charity meant so much to all of them. And for all of us to be able to get our messages out there, it's a much more than your average reality show, in inverted commas, where it's, this was a love fest. And, and for us all to get, our messages out there and for it to come across through the telly as it did, I'm so blessed to have been a part of this experience. I thoroughly recommend going into a jungle with anyone offers it to you to eat some balls and also to get some messages out there.
Oh, dear. Dylan, you look like you made so many great friends in there as well. I mean, you had the Cal Wilson was there, who you worked with before Highlights Happiness and Hair, the podcast potentially coming. I also thought maybe you should do another podcast, because I know you're into your craft beer, and I saw you catch up with Nathan Buckley. I thought a beer with Bucks would be great, wouldn't it?
Oh, my God, that's so good. Yes. I love that. I've never wanted to do podcasts before, but now having done that, I've had that experience of a pretend podcast, Al, I'm like, maybe that's the way to go. Maybe I could have a go at it. So, yeah, I'd love your idea.
Go for it. You can take it. Absolutely.
Thank you.
I really want to talk about these snakes as well, because that scene just...
Triggering.
So much. And the way that you handled that was absolutely incredible.
Oh, my God. Thank you. you. That was horrible, horrible. I don't know why that had to happen to anyone in their life. To be buried alive and have snakes chucked on your head, it was literally the most petrifying thing I've ever done. But then I put it in perspective, you know, and it's like, yeah, that was horrible to do, and what the hell am I doing? I'm what an idiot. But then I put it into perspective of what's happened in real life, and it's like, that's actually nothing. Let's just get around this and get it over and done with. And, you know, me being in there and finding a still place using some kind of mindful meditation, I think, I came out of that experience feeling a lot stronger than I've ever felt before. It was transformative. It was intense and amazing. And, you know, now I feel like a superhero.
You're probably right. Like, knowing that you can get through that, like, now the next time you get a parking fine, you're going to be like, well, I laid in a, you know, chamber with snakes for 11 minutes, so.
But whatever. I know. That's exactly what I mean. That's exactly right. It's all about perspective.
Yeah, I have a feeling that the producers knew that you were a tough nut to crack, and I reckon they threw you the hardest challenges. I just have a feeling. I mean, even that chicken wheel that you were on, getting your head dunked under, that almost seemed like torture.
It was horrible. I think you're right. They knew that if they chucked me into these things that they would get some funny faces. and they did. But, I feel like, definitely, I was given some of the worst things to do, but I feel for Cal Wilson because she seemed to have got given the worst things to eat, and I'm grateful that all I ate was brains and tails. That's all right.
Oh my God.
What she did.
Yuck.
Look, Dylan, you got a bit of a sore head this morning. Let's get you out of this situation as well. Congratulations on winning $100,000 for Lifeline and I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And thanks for spending a bit of time with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, guys. I love you guys. Cheers.
Oh, thank you. We love you too.